Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, March 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street as investors weigh the impact of higher interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 153 points to close at 34,861. The S&P 500 was up about 23 points, but the Nasdaq fell about 23 points. For the week, the Dow was up 0.3%, while the S&P 500 rose 1.8%, and the Nasdaq posted a 2% gain. Forecasters have been predicting that the Federal Reserve will lift interest rates more aggressively in order to clamp down on inflation. On Monday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank could lift rates by half a percentage point at a time, in contrast to this month's quarter point increase. Oil prices rebounded after news reports of a missile strike on a Saudi Aramco facility. U.S. crude settled at $113.90 a barrel, according to MarketWatch. Among individual stocks, Bed Bath & Beyond shares rose 2.2%. The retailer said it would add three new directors and explore options for its Bye-Bye Baby business as part of an agreement with activist investor Ryan Cohen. An activist hedge fund, Starboard, failed at efforts to gain a presence on the board of the chemical producer Huntsman. Shares of Huntsman fell 11%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.